From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. NATO leaders meeting in Brussels turn their attention to the war in Afghanistan. President Ashraf Ghani and Ukraine's leader Petro Poroshenko were to join summit leaders. Wednesday was largely about President Donald Trump's complaints that America's NATO partners are not paying enough for their own defense.
Since our last meeting, commitments have been made for over $40 billion more money spent by other countries. So that's a step, but it's a very small step. It sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But it's a very small amount of money relative to what they owe and to what they should be paying.
Mr. Trump kept the theme going in a tweet Thursday calling on members to meet a 2014 commitment of 2% of gross domestic product on defense by 2024. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg insists progress is being made.
We have a way to go, but the good news is that we have really started to deliver.
Mr. Trump also took aim at Germany Wednesday for signing on to a multi-billion dollar Baltic Sea pipeline deal to import Russian gas, saying Berlin was a captive of Russia. Wednesday, he met German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said they had a good exchange of views and wished to continue bilateral cooperation. Earlier, she insisted Germany has a right to make its own decisions. NATO's also agreed to invite Macedonia to begin accession talks after resolving a name dispute with Greece. Zimbabwe's main opposition party marched to the Independent Election Agency demanding a fair national vote later this month. Among those taking part, Jacob Mfume.
The election will not take place if it is not in compliance with the law and the rules of transparency and accountability.
Voters are to choose a president and members of parliament on July 30. This will be the first election since the removal of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. His successor promised a free, fair, credible poll. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Wednesday in Moscow with Russian President Vladimir Putin for talks believed to have focused on Iran's presence in Syria. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said Israel-Iran tensions are the most worrisome of the Syrian conflict.
You know, of all the many fronts in Syria, the one between Israel and the Assad government, particularly its Iranian backers, is by far, in my opinion, the most dangerous of spiraling out of control from a domestic scenario to a regional conflict.
Mr. Netanyahu said his latest trip is another opportunity to act with Russia to stabilize the situation. He said Iran needs to leave Syria. Israel remains on alert as pro-government forces consolidate their grip on formerly rebel-held territory in southwest Syria. China has expressed shock over the U.S. decision to add another $200 billion worth of Chinese products subject to 10% tariffs by the end of August over Chinese trade and economic practices. It vowed to take the matter to the World Trade Organization. Wang Shouwen, Vice Minister of Commerce, addressed the matter before the WTO in Geneva.
The multilateral trading system is now confronted with severe challenges. We would like to call on all WTO members to resolutely defend the fundamental principles and the core values of the multilateral trading system.
The U.S. has already imposed tariffs on a variety of Chinese imports totaling $50 billion. All 12 boys rescued from a flooded cave in northern Thailand are described as in good health following their 17-day ordeal. Although they lost weight, the last four boys and their coach were rescued by an international cave rescue diving team. Late Tuesday, they're being quarantined at a Thai hospital to guard against infection. The biggest problems facing those in Japan in the wake of this week's flooding and landslides in the West is heat and a lack of drinking water. Nearly 200 are known to have died in the country's worst weather-related disaster in over 30 years. A third round of peace talks between the government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, and ethnic groups got underway in the capital, Naypyidaw, Wednesday, a renewed bid to end decades of armed conflict. It's a follow-on to previous meetings in which no progress or little progress has been made. The rights group Amnesty International, in a report released Thursday, accused the United Arab Emirates and its Yemeni allies of torturing detainees in a network of secret prisons in southern Yemen. The UAE and its allies deny the allegation. On Wall Street Wednesday, a four-day rally ended amid rising U.S.-China trade tensions, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling more than 200 points to 24,700. In a sign of easing of rising inflation, the producer price index climbed 0.3% in June, following May's sharp increase. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello again and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. So stay close and make sure you don't go away. All right, let's get on with some music. This time, we're going to start our show from Morocco. Amir Ali in Labab. And after that, Imalando by JK of Zambia. And from Zambia to Egypt, Alabali by Shirin. But first, Labab by Amir Ali of Morocco.
Yeah.
kusha loku kwata fionse ifale fwaya panchta yakwe notu kuitumpa fintu ife file tomu sebanya notu kutemwa ifintu fimo.
Muchele ni mwisho mwasamba nekuti akinga mwepo kurolesa chave mumira mwisho mwatatika nekupauda murekita koti vana kai washale mpindi inono wepo wala tatika nekusangwa no handbag wavikamo wevo neva maskala washala pechave mpindi inono wepo ure tatika nebediki wamaniki wane miromo wakurependa wepo pantu inkito wevo nakaria yoro yaboneka koti attraction wasenda muvakuru wepo uku mfachabe ama wilo ya diwebola ya luxury life pachero kaipitiloko omwishu wakuntangire wewe taunga uvompya pole vompyo wakulukunguwe mukulipita na mmalubo mulandu wakulekitaiti shemu ulishani wewe sendeni nchitoyo mwasendere mwevo nangu kupanga mafu mwevo kayapangeni chave yaikono kulekita abomination nebakalamba mwevo mulikindike mwevo twapapata mulishani realize your dreams and your vision. Mule kitene kupozinga mu street nga mwapita abani ke bonse ka batatu
ke wenda lama abalumendo mambi investment ne mumelando no wa wo instant ya kupano mbali wenda bale upa kute wenda lama abalumendo mambi investment ne mumelando no wa wo instant ya kupano mbali wenda bale upa
na mwele wote kwa kwa batu tulikushuta chabe abani ke mwevo na mwevo kalamba mulifire mwali chindika chana tikwe bukwe batu kufirwa mwevo ni passport ukule faya nevani ke mwevo mwle kita depriving ya nkecheshi nono ama tine jazita bakwa tepone bantu haba kufire vale kula navo maona ula kalenta ambi mwevo ne mashemu mwevo tamukwete mulishani vale kene abani ke baikulire bakonkanye pone makali ya just because mulikwete hard pocket mwevo does not mean ukwe batu mwingashita ne mwevo abani ke Walikeni walikulile mwevo, attraction mulikwete. Konkanye nine ma business yenu, waikono kule kita attract utuanike mwevo. Mulikutona wila fiuji, mulishani mwevo. Shunguru kenichi yabe siri 60 degrees mureshe okunofu. Mwana disanga wino wino kwevati. Mwevo mfile mwavo mbane kubo mbane kulisunga wino. Tekwevo kwevati just because maturity fits on ish mwevo makule kitomu salula wa musangolu. Ichi ndike ni mwevo.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
حبيت وبيني وبين نفسي وما قلت
بضعف قوي وانا جنبه وبسلم عليه.
Alabali by Shireen of Egypt. Before that, Imilando by JK of Zambia. And then Labar by Amir Ali of Morocco. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your 2 feet. African Beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back to the show. Now let's take this one. Hutokaza Moyo by Kaz T of Tanzania. And right after that, Baby Talk to Me by Makadem of Kenya. And then Anita by Impala of Rwanda. But first, Hutokaza Moyo by Kaz T of Tanzania.
Just thinking. Can I sing? I sing my feelings. Do I do just the rhythms? Oh, sing just poems. What do I do? I do for you who? Cause even if I have a guy like Olivia, even if I have one like Sylvia, Flavia, Prosovia, yes, I love ya. You my life. I'm living in a dream like I'm in America. My friends keep thinking I'm from Jamaica, but I'm from Africa. Ooh la la, nataka kuana wewe. Benzi, talk to me. Better talk to me fair. Oh baby, then you really know what you're doing. Benzi, talk to me.
Baby, talk to me.
Baby, talk to me.
Benzi, talk to me.
You better talk to me fair.
Thank you.
Beautiful music coming to you. You've just listened to Anita by Impala of Rwanda. Before that, Baby Talk to Me by Makadam of Kenya. And Hutokaza Moyo by Kaz T of Tanzania. This is the African Beat, and I am David Van Der here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you right out there.
The Voice of America.
VOA.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Yes, welcome back to the show. Now let's get on with some reggae music. This is Redemption Song by Jama of the Comoros. And right after that, Serious Times by the African Bush Doctor of Sierra Leone. And then we climax the reggae mix with Alpha Blondie in Rastapoe from the Ivory Coast. But first, the Redemption Song by Jama of the Comoros.
Reggae music, Bob Marley, love song.
Vieux pirates m'ont enlevé, vendu au navire marchand, et après qu'il m'est sorti du fond du précipice, mais ma main fut créée très fort. Par la main du Tout-Puissant, entrons dans cette génération triomphalement. Oh, je n'ai possédé oh, oh, que des chants de liberté. M'aiderez-vous à chanter, dites-nous, rue des chansons.
Émancipez-vous de l'esclavage mental, nul autre que nous-mêmes, libérons notre esprit. Et ne craignent pas leur atomique énergie, car ils ne peuvent pas stopper le temps. Pendant combien de temps tueront-ils nos prophètes?
Pendant que nous sommes dans l'ombre, l'ombre, certains disent que ce n'est qu'un chapitre. Qu'il faut que prophétie s'accomplisse. Oh, je n'ai possédé que des chants de liberté. M'aiderez-vous à chanter, dites-nous, rue des chansons, rue des chansons, et notre chant de liberté. Chante libre.
chop it on, chop it on. Falling down, me say you don't come down now, but me know you not like it yet. Youth man, move. Make me break down the gates of the dragon. Youth man, move. Make them know this a serious time. Shall we pray?
Ni Macedonie. Abidjan, Abidjan, Abidjan. Rasta tengo. Añe flecha. A ver, ¿qué es de Nicamba? ¿Qué es de Nicamba? ¿Mofu y Nabi? Big draw.
Rastapwe by Alpha Blondie of the Ivory Coast. Before that, Serious Times by the African Bush Doctor of Sierra Leone and Redemption Song by Jama of the Camaras. You are listening to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. This is the show that brings happiness into your home, smiles on your faces, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just stay glued to that radio set because I will come knocking at your door, so you stay close. And we take this special email which says, Hi, Brother Vandy. Peace and grace from the Lord God be yours in abundance, wishing you God's favor in all your undertakings. This is from Babangida Johnson Falshina Shedrack, BJ Don Jalingo of Taraba State, Nigeria. Ha ha! What a wonderful one there. Well, something really good is coming out for you. This is Ace, the Juju Jungle Mix by Sashino Peters of Nigeria. And right after that, Bito by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, this is real hot Nigerian Juju music in the remix by Sashino Peters.
We are ready.
With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.